This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In many parts of the Arab world, today is another day of unrest. In Bahrain, anti-government protesters held their ground. The security forces who attacked the demonstrators earlier have backed off. But the popular uprisings continue elsewhere. Coming up, what information there is about the latest violence in Libya. First to Morocco, where demonstrations are underway across the country. They were called by a coalition of youth groups, labor unions, and human rights organizations. NPR's Tom Gelton is with protesters in the capital, Rabat. Tom, exactly where are you, and tell us what's happening?
Hi, Leanne. I'm here in Rabat, just about a block right now from the parliament building. Several thousand demonstrators started out this morning in front of a very old market, have been marching through the streets around to the parliament building. It's a fairly good-sized crowd, not huge, probably 7,000 or 8,000 people. Leanne, unlike Egypt and some other Arab countries, Morocco is not really focused on a single city. So there are actually demonstrations in several cities all across the country. Today, Rabat is just one.
Are you hearing anything about the demonstrations in the other cities?
Yes. There was some trouble in Tangiers yesterday and some small incident in Fez, another important Morocco city. But mostly what I'm hearing is relatively small, peaceful demonstrations in all these cities.
These demonstrations are happening more than a month after the ones in Tunisia and Egypt. Do you know why things developed more slowly in Morocco?
Basically, Leanne, it's because the organizers felt that more time was needed actually to prepare the people for these demonstrations. They've actually been planned for several weeks. They created this movement that you referred to called the February 20th movement, specifically to prepare for these demonstrations on this day. Some of the ratings companies that assess the political stability of Middle Eastern kingdoms say that Morocco is among the least likely to be overthrown. There is deep discontent here. There's a long history of opposition, but the opposition movement is very disorganized, not cohesive. The people organizing these demonstrations felt that a lot of work was needed in order to get ready for this day.
So what unites the groups in this coalition?
Leanne, basically, they're all focused on the monarchy. King Mohammed VI, the ruler here, is actually personally quite popular, but there's a lot of grievances against what they see as his abuse of his royal power, feelings about corruption. He's not only an important political figure, he's also the leading economic figure, a lot of companies closely tied to him, concerns about corruption. The Islamic groups also resent that he considers himself one of his titles is the commander of the faithful. He's considered officially the guardian of Islam, and the Islamic groups feel that he's not really justified in claiming that. So a lot of focus on the monarchy, and the goal of all these demonstrations is to move more toward a constitutional system, a constitutional monarchy.
And from what you can tell, is it a peaceful demonstration?
Yes, entirely peaceful so far, Leanne. I have seen some policemen, but they're mostly staying in their vans. They actually seem to be sleeping on the job. Very small police presence on the street. No counter demonstrations. Really quite positive and peaceful so far.
NPR's Tom Gelton in Rabat, Morocco. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.